Mr. Chair, at the previous session of the OEWG, we discussed current and future threats along four vectors. I wish to refer in my intervention to Earth-to-space threats and possible recommendations on how to alleviate them. The Philippine Space Act, the national legislation that provides the overarching mandate for our space policy, identifies six key development areas, KDAs, that underpin our space program and underline the importance of our space-based assets. These KDAs are mostly framed in the context of our sustainable development plans, which is an important consideration in defining our national security objectives. For the Philippines, therefore, any deliberate actions that lead to harmful effects on the safe operations of our modest space-based assets, the long-term sustainability of outer space, the provision of key space-based services to the public, and the use of relevant national security space-based services constitute threats. Given our limited space awareness capabilities and upstream space assets, the vulnerability of nascent space-faring states like the Philippines is particularly acute. This is true whether the harmful effects of such deliberate actions are intentional or unintentional, actual or potential. We believe that most developing countries, including those that aspire to be space-faring, are similarly situated. My delegation recalls the working paper submitted by ASEAN member states during the first session, which called for continued action to mitigate the effects of space debris. The Philippines agrees with Egypt, Japan, France, and many others that any deliberate or intentional debris-creating action could constitute a security threat. It is in this context that we are concerned about the testing of direct ascent anti-satellite missiles. We note the expressions of commitment of several states not to conduct such testing as a welcome demonstration of responsible behavior. We understand that some major powers might view anti-satellite tests through the prism of strategic equilibrium. For developing countries like the Philippines, however, our grave concern regarding anti-satellite tests arises from our premise that any deliberate or intentional debris-creating action could constitute a security threat. Further, the destruction of or irreversible damage to satellites results in disruptions of crucial services that could have destabilizing social and economic impact, thereby constituting an acute national security concern. These include damage or destruction caused by interferences, including by cyber or electromagnetic means. These interferences limit the capability of space assets to provide critical services, including in the context of disaster risk reduction and response, which are crucial to climate vulnerable countries like the Philippines. In this regard, we wish to make the following recommendations in the context of Earth-to-Earth and Earth-to-space vectors. One, states should not conduct destructive direct ascent anti-satellite tests. Two, states should not conduct or knowingly support cyber and electromagnetic activities that lead to a loss of operational control over or irreversible damage or permanent loss of space systems of another state, including attacks against ground control services and related hardware and software. Three, states to undertake efforts to limit destructive actions which may cause a massive or substantive amount of debris in outer space. Our delegation will make further recommendations under the other thematic points of discussions that you have proposed in your indicative timetable. Thank you, Mr. Chair.